You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat, featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jenny here in studio for Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. I am joined by the Freaky Boys. We got Prince and TT in the house.
What's up?
Sir Sean Allen.
What's up?
Thank you guys for coming in studio.
No problem. Thank you for having us.
You guys have a busy weekend.
Oh, wow. Yes. So much stuff coming up this weekend.
And so much going on. You know, the music videos.
Yeah, like Pride coming up. You know, Jeff.
Celebrities. We're traveling so much.
Well, let's get into it. So we have some topics to go through first. Speaking of LA Pride, yep. Tamar Braxton has been in the news because apparently she was supposed to perform at it. Rumor has it is that she done disappeared, y'all. Casper. She done signed, created some contracts. Money was not... there were no transactions, and Tamar was just kind of nowhere to be found. M.I.A. Mm.
I did actually see that on TMZ, and I was like, oh.
I think it's crazy because she has a huge gay following.
Yes.
That's not good for her.
And she lives in L.A. Like, girl, what are you doing?
And then she just
got
just
to wake up and go.
She
just
dropped a single, right?
And she talks like a gay man. She talks exactly
she,
like a gay man.
She talks exactly like a gay man.
I love Tamar, so don't try to do her. I do love Tamar. This was a move that, you know, set her back a little. I didn't appreciate that she's actually... disappearing from the promoters who's trying to get her to do the Pride, but I don't know, maybe she has a good explanation for it.
Right, we're gonna let her, you know what I mean? Maybe she's getting married. Again, like Iggy Azalea, y'all. I don't know, it's kind of interesting. Pride's just getting all messed up around the country, y'all.
Everybody dropping from Pride.
They don't love us no more.
But shout out to Nick Jonas for picking up Iggy Azalea's spot.
Yeah, shout out to him.
I thought that was really interesting.
Him being a Mormon, too.
Him being a...
He's a woman?
I thought you said a woman.
A Mormon.
I'm Caitlyn.
I was like, everyone's just coming all out the box.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, all right, Tamar, hopefully, you know, you in good spirits, mm-hmm. and you'll do something special for the gays soon. Because, I don't know, I would have liked to see you at Pride with Fifth Harmony.
Me too. I was looking forward to seeing her. I'm a fan.
And who else is it? Fifth Harmony and...
Yeah, they replaced her so quick with some guy named Ray... Not Ray J, but it's Ray.
Well, I was like, because we don't need no more rumors out there, because look, Caitlyn Jenner came out, and everyone was like, yeah, Neo's gay.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't hear that.
All right, well, I know this has been a rumor about Neo for quite some time. I don't know why the Caitlyn Jenner thing...
Sparked it,
because they said that it made him feel more comfortable to come out as a gay man.
About that.
Oh, wow.
Which, you know, if that is the case, shout out to him. But it's not, because he went to Twitter and said, you know, no disrespect to the gay community. Mm-hmm. However,
I'm not gay.
And he said he can't believe it's still going on in 2015.
Yeah, and then he brought up that Jay-Z said you never make it until someone thinks you're gay.
That's only, you know, it's funny. That's only like in a black culture. Mm-hmm. You don't hear white people.
No.
What?
When I make it, they're going to call
me
gay.
No. And there's only a certain type of people who the black community say is gay. Wait, you never heard rumors about Jay-Z being gay or 50 Cent.
Listen to this, too. Like, on the flip side, you've never heard anything about Steven Tyler being gay or...
First of all, NSYNC was all gay. Justin Timberlake was gay. Britney Spears was gay.
It's a black culture thing. It really is.
It can be intertwined. I don't think it's just black people. Maybe white people.
Do y'all remember the 90s? What? Britney Spears was an alien, a lesbian.
Well, boy bands were... A lot of people said that boy bands were gay.
I mean, they were just playing.
But, I mean, they're...
Well, I don't know.
It's like a gay member in every boy band, though.
Which, legit.
B2K and Sting.
Who
is a gay member of B2K?
I mean,
he
hasn't come out and really, has he?
Oh, Lord.
He's gay.
Well.
I mean, from the glasses to a flag, I mean, it's like the same thing.
He got played with.
Well, no. Then he tried to come out with that sex tape with that girl in Paris somewhere. Like, it was epic fail. Like,
he tried to be Ray J so hard.
It
was like,
It just looked like they would just have coke and they just went in rented a hotel room and just played with each other.
Brass, no one cares.
No one cares,
Raspy. But what we do care about is Apple Music, so we're always talking about Tidal, Spotify. I done went the full mile, downloaded Tidal, because I was like, I talked so much shit about it, I was like, let me just experience it so I can at least, you know, have something to back it up. And it sucks. It's really very pretty. It's really pretty.
They got a cute layout.
You know what I mean? Like, I watched Nicki Minaj's new video. I got to see Prince's concert, Jay-Z's concert. It was great, you know?
And Beyonce's then, video with Die With You. I like that.
Oh, yeah. That was
an exclusive title.
I didn't see that on title. I saw that ripped version. that was before I had done my free subscription.
Okay.
But, yeah, so my free subscription's up. Y'all, make sure you 10 days before you get that, you know, cancel that subscription. Because it is a difficult process.
On purpose.
Yeah. Really, they're trying to keep those 102 really subscribers.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. He said 102.
No.
Another thing about Apple Music, too, I read, too, is it's not a data hog like Tidal and Spotify.
What do you mean?
So, like, it won't use as much data as Spotify and Tidal.
Because it's iCloud?
Oh, that's good.
I don't know what they said. It said the way the music is on the
Apple server.
On Apple server. It's not a data hog, so.
Apple is taking over.
Yeah,
every
they think
avenue.
About everything.
They have the money, though. They have,
yeah, that's true.
They have.
They said, and Drake, the technology.
Drake came out. And
$20 million. Drake.
To perform at the
to sign a contract.
Yeah.
$20 million. But Apple came out and said that we never pay people. We never pay people for anything. That's what Apple said. But rumors, Drake wouldn't have done it for free.
I know,
Apple gave him some money.
They had to.
I mean, at this point, if Apple comes to you and is like, hey, I don't really know if Drake's in a position to be like, $20 million.
Right.
But that's nice of them. You know? All right, but my thing about Apple Music, it's going to be $9.99. Mm-hmm. There's no free subscription. It's not like Spotify. You have to pay for it. The other cool thing is that it's going to be mixed with Beats by Dre. So apparently you're gonna have wireless headphones in which you can, like, almost like a Pandora kind of use Apple Music to, which I don't know how that works with, like, because I don't like a shuffle iPad where you can't see the songs.
That's true.
So maybe it'll be with the phone.
I need to see what I'm listening to before I listen. You know what I'm saying? Can click next.
Drake pitched it the other day. He came out to say that it's a better way to interact with fans because you'll be able to get all of the content in one place versus having to go to Spotify for some songs, Tidal for some. Can remember Tidal we talked about? You couldn't even hear the whole Sierra album.
What?
Oh, wow.
Because Missy Elliott's not a part of Tidal, so they couldn't put her song on Tidal. So it's like, that's like the only good song off the Sierra album. Like,
I knew that was going to be problematic when they first introduced Tidal because they were trying to stray away from, well, get their own leadership and all of that. It was like, they needed other things to be on there in order for it to be successful.
This is like, this is black and white. This is not deep or anything like that. I'm going to pay Apple $10 a month just to have access to the iTunes library.
Yes.
Period. They don't have to have all the extra features or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just the simple fact that you have access to
music.
iTunes.
Music.
Period. The largest digital music library in the world.
It's iTunes.
iTunes. It is. And the fact that you have disposable access to that for $10 a month, that's enough right there to sell me. So all the extra shit that they're adding in is like perks and bonuses.
The exclusives and stuff. Like,
I'm here for all of it.
I'm here for it too.
So, yeah, and it's going to Android too.
Yeah, and they didn't have
and
to
it's going
it.
To Android. That's what tripped me out. What? They've taken over.
But they need to at this point because, honestly, iPhone, Android, it's 50-50 right now as far as who has it. It's like you're either an Android person or iPhone person. And that nothing irritates me more when one phone has a huge app like fucking Periscope. Get your shit together, y'all. Thank you. That shit irritates me. So I'm glad that they're going to make that transfer over. And then also, they didn't have to do the whole showboat thing. Like, we didn't need to get 12 fucking big celebrities to sign the Declaration of Independence. Like,
that was all for show. Madonna got across the table.
You know what I mean? Like, Daft Punk done pulled the suits out. Like, calm down, y'all. All right, moving on. We got some Nicki Minaj is going to be making her way to Finland, and a crazy fan decided to.
I thought that was kind of dope, though. When
take
I saw that.
Over 1,000 stand-up cutouts of Nicki Minaj and place them on the Finland cathedral.
Oh wow! Is that the Anaconda video?
That is. That's the...
But they covered the butt up though.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
Yeah, that's the first row. You know what I mean? Like, y'all could have put that somewhere else. But whatever. Shout out to Nicki Minaj.
But that's dope that happened in Finland, a place I never even would have thought.
No, you have to see the other pictures of like all the little Finland people with the Nicki Minaj. But like,
how much did that printing cost?
I know. Oh, where did y'all get the Kinko's?
I don't know, but shout out to Nicki Minaj for that. You're taking over the world. All right, moving on from that, from one ass to another. So we have some new music I want to show you guys. Mm-hmm. And I want to get your honest opinion. That's
and you
got to
play it long. You can't play it. You got to give us like a minute of it.
All right, so the other day I was on Instagram, and Sean always has some fun post, you know. And this one, well, I'm just going to play the video. It's Veronica Vega. The song is called Pay Me.
This is my shit.
Wait.
She's bomb. This is hot.
Veronica Vega, y'all, pay it, pay me.
Yeah, pay.
Yes, pay it.
So,
Veronica,
Sean. Just, I mean, really, just set this up for us. Like, you found her from where?
Polo the Don did the song, so I follow him. So I'm always up on his music. And when I saw it, the first time I saw it, well, I heard it first, and I was like, okay, this is dope because it's mindless. It's not pretending. We know exactly what it is. It's easy to sing to. Then I saw the video. I said, she's a bad bitch, too. What? I said, this is hot. And it's easy to sing along. It's a chant. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's mindless trash music. And we like it because it's mindless and it's trashy. So it serves its purpose. And sometimes you need that. You know what I'm saying?
All so right. TT. All right, you just take a sip of that drink.
What's
her nationality?
She's
Puerto Rican and Cuban.
Oh, okay. And she can get away with it.
Because
I was going to say appropriation. No, dude, it's the same with Iggy, but she
appropriate black culture these days, and it's crazy that they make it look like that because we don't always do stuff like that. But
I think she can get away with it.
It irritated my soul. Oh. Because here's the thing. This was created for this. This is what irritated me, Sean, about this. Is that this video, she's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to take that away from her. She has a nice little swag dance about her when she does it. She's a stripper. That's what I get from it. Mm-hmm. But the thing about this video is, if you look at it, they did it so that you could take clips just like you did. Mm-hmm. You took like four specific clips that looked amazing on Instagram. And it was like, hoes ain't shit. Hoes ain't. It's like, who is this? Uh-huh. And that's what it is. It creates a viral sensation.
Yeah.
But then when I went and watched the full video, I was like, y'all, like kids are watching this. Like
they zoomed in on her clip. Like, mm-mm.
And I understand of what her ethnicity is and all that, but at first glance, when I watched that one, she was talking about she's dropping the N-bomb. I'm sitting here like,
oh yeah, that's the first thing that came on, I was like, mm-mm.
She's trying to sell a culture. That's what it comes down to for me.
And appropriation at its worst.
It irritates my soul. Because it's just like you said, oh, it's easy lyrics. Well, so the fuck is Old MacDonald? There's a lot of fucking...
Now, if that was a black woman up there,
they would have drugged her through the
you'd be
dirt.
Calling her Kia and making fun of her.
Yeah, but now it's dope.
I don't think so.
She's talking about beat it on the pole.
I think he's looking at the outside instead of the bigger picture.
Because... Before I even saw the video,
I have
I
to
heard
see
the
another
song
of her, honestly. To
Before
really,
I saw the video,
like,
I heard the song, I thought it was hot. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay. Then I saw the video, I'm like, okay, this is doper. Because I knew it was a Spanish girl because at the end of the song, she said something in Spanish.
Right.
So I knew it was a Spanish girl.
Nowadays,
I'm like,
you really don't know.
Why she can't be like Jocelyn Hernandez and sing in Spanish?
But with Jocelyn Hernandez, now if Jocelyn Hernandez would have done that, I think people would have fucked with it.
Because she would have sung it in Spanish. She wouldn't have appropriated our culture.
No. No.
She just came out you know, and I love me some Jocelyn Hernandez, y'all.
I don't know.
I get it, though, because I was feeling it. I was, you know, you can, yeah, it's ratchet. We
the
love.
Beat is everything.
We love ratchetness in 2015.
Polo,
I just think.
Carrie Hilson Polo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Polo the Don, yeah.
But my thing is, so remember we saw that Instagram video that's been going around of these, like, a father and two little kids, and, like, they take hip hop songs and they.
Oh, Kids Bop.
Kids Bop.
But it's not Kids Bop. It's like they take, like, hardcore rap.
I know. But they call it Kids Bop. It's a prank.
My mom and father's van.
Yeah. Anyone could have done this. Yeah. Anyone could have did that song.
Well, yeah. That's. I think that's the beauty of it. It's, like, stupid.
So do you think it's talent?
No, Polo de Don crafted that and made that make that happen.
That was a science experiment,
right? That's going to work.
It may and it may not,
because she's not as. She's just as good or just as bad as Nicki Minaj.
It worked because she'll be able to host some clubs now. Yeah?
Yep. I can't agree to that.
Well, that song, anybody could have sung that song, but she got
I think that song will be high, and I think one Vine video will make it just blow up, but. It's I don't think she's going anymore. She's not going to be farther than that.
She got some people behind her.
I can tell because the production of the video is good.
Yeah, Polo Zong gonna make it happen.
All right, moving on to the next one. The song is called Revive. We played one of his songs before, Mark Asari. But this one's a little different. This is kind of what I've been talking about. Taking R&B, mixing it with some EDM music. Love it. He's from London. Let's take a look. Oh, just kidding, not this video. Save this one for the last one. Shake there him. We go. Oh, hey, look at us, y'all. Oh, you don't like to look at yourself on TV? Well, that was going to be Jeremiah Cretton Cohen in Freak of the Week, but we're going to look at this one. Mark Asari, Revive.
What I want right now, somewhere I can go. Somewhere that will take me far away from what I know. Everything is clear whenever you are near. The weight is off my shoulders, all my worries disappear. Oh, the moon and the stars, oh, tell us who we are. Oh, you're giving me new life. Baby, you have set me free and now I am revived.
Say something, do something, say something, do something, say something, do something, say something, do something, revive.
Mark, the producer to that is Love Bug. Mike Asari, we played him a couple weeks back with Rico Love. Dope artist. This is really different for him. He does like slow R&B, real dark skin with the two white Silver Lake looking people in the video.
I like it.
I like it.
I like it.
It's like two-step. It reminds me of like two-step.
I could be in the club listening to this and that's the song that
I remember the Craig David stuff. That
crazy,
that type of music.
It reminds me of like Disclosure. You know, it reminds me of Disclosure. It's nice.
You liking it?
Yeah, I like it. It's different. I remember Beyonce saying, of course Beyonce said it, but like music didn't have to be like
crafty
you didn't have to have a verse, a hook, a verse, a hook, a bridge. Like you don't have to do that. So like I think it's different. Like to that beat. Like
that's dope.
And I like it because it's taking someone who does R&B music and it's bringing them into a mainstream sound right now. And that's what the hell we need.
Yeah.
Last but not least, I have been listening to this song nonstop. It's kind of ridiculous. Every morning, my walk, and it is Jeremiah featuring Krept and Conan. I've been talking to them for a while. They are rappers based out of Africa, also the UK. Check it out. It's Freak of the Week.
What's that on that beat? Oh.
Last night I had two bitches. Vegas swears always getting real. Something sexy about them pretty keeping hood bitches. They just seem to show me what I'm feeling. Let your body
see.
Oh, they sample that. I like that.
See, she's the freak of the week. You got your body speaking to me.
Step, step, step to the party like a OG. Party jumping, neighbors can't go. Now the neighbors trying to pull the pole. Fuck the feds. Say you a freak. Show me how freaky.
And she what fans they got in back gallery.
Said he hit it right. Saw that Asian girl in here.
You lost 10 seconds. Man, you a Snapchat. Hit it in a car. Hit it in a hit it in a bar.
At its best. Whatever you want to call it.
Jumping around. If she ain't mine, then she probably would come hot.
Yo, Crap and Conan. Jeremiah, freak of the week, what y'all thinking?
That was dope.
I like it. I like that it's different than the stuff that we're hearing now with the whole
mustard on a beat.
Yes, like we've been hearing so much mustard in the past 2 years, like, and this is different. The video is confusing me though because they got an Asian girl in a Jamaican video, but
that's not a Jamaican video. They're African.
Like, well, African Jamaicans.
No. we're all
see,
a little bit
black people,
lost.
Black people always want to scream racism.
But that Jamaican,
even
Jamaican beat
we're
wasn't
living
it.
In these times,
no, that wasn't no Jamaican. Well,
what the hell is a Jamaican
that
beat?
Well, reggae,
was.
That wasn't
yes,
no reggae
was island.
Beat.
Yes, it
was
island.
Dancehall reggae.
Okay.
That's why I
okay.
said Jamaican. I'm sorry if I'm saying the wrong terms.
Let's help him out.
Look, I've been to Webster's Hall and I see some Asians.
But it was dope.
Man, it was nice.
You know what's crazy? He had the biggest song, one of the biggest songs of last year, and don't have a video for it or an album.
Don't tell me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I love Jeremiah. Him from being from Chicago, like we are.
Chi-town.
I'm very proud of him.
Oh shit, let me hold my shit.
Yeah. No, I am obsessed with Jeremiah. About 7 years ago, I saw a article talking about the kings of R&B, and this is when Jeremiah first came onto the scene, and they said he was going to produce and be the next R. Kelly, and I was like interested at that because I was like,
everybody wants to replace R. Kelly, but
not
you know
gonna
what I'm
happen
saying?
Anytime soon.
But I thought it was interesting because out of some of the other producers that they were talking about, I never saw it for Jeremiah. And then this year, he's Nicki Minaj and everybody.
Yes, he is good for feature.
You know, it's funny, too. All, I said this on the show before. All his songs are like old songs from like the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Like Rhythm as a Dancer and I Want to Rock with Somebody.
What? And, I just realized
the
that.
The Wale song he have, it's like they're all songs
they
from
do a lot of. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's how you do it. You go back to the past and you bring it and let these new people think it's new.
Spice Girls.
True.
Spice it up. steal old people's beats and put it to some pop.
Absolutely.
Everybody is doing a lot of samples these days too.
We need some originality.
Yeah.
But that's all right. I love that song. And Crep and Conan, shout out to y'all. Like, I didn't even know who these guys were. I was at a BET carpet 1 year, and it was hot as hell. No one wanted to come over and talk to none of the press. And this woman was like, I have a whole bunch of people from Africa. Like, can you talk to them? I was like, sure. These two guys came over. They were so cool. Mm-hmm. They gave, and their fans are supportive beyond belief.
I bet they are.
And then all of a sudden, they did a song with the Coke Boys, which was really dope, and it got them popping here in America. Mm-hmm. And now they're working with Jeremiah. Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to them.
But we ain't here to talk about that. We here to talk about the freaks on the weeks, the freaky boys.
Speaking of original.
Okay.
Speaking of originators.
Yes, speaking of originators.
The perpetrators.
So, let's talk about this. Y'all from Chicago.
Yes, we are.
Born and raised the west side of Chicago.
The hood, let's be clear. The hood.
And, alright, so I saw you guys are in a show called The Boys Next Door LA.
Yes.
Now, in this show, I heard that y'all grew up in Chicago, the rough areas, the rough
6063.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Now, how did you two meet?
We met in the dance group that we both were part of.
Yeah, in high school. And this picture is horrible. Yeah, we were in high school. My high school was across the street from his.
Okay.
And they were rivals. Not rivals like football game.
And my school wore khaki and white and his school wore black and white.
Like they were rivals.
Who went to the rival school?
So it, no, I'm serious. Like y'all thinking rivals like our football team has to beat their football? No. We're talking about like if I was across the street and I had on my white and black, it was over
world
for
star.
Me. Like
we're a style material.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and we are. Our schools were like this, and we all lived in the same neighborhood. So some of us had to go home this way, some of us had to go home that way.
I changed my clothes.
And what we would have to do is change our, like, if I had to go over there, I had to put on white and khaki to go home that way because it was going past his school. And if he was going that way, he would have to put on white, and like, that's how deep it was. But you know,
I was like, wow. Romeo and Juliet of friends. Like,
right. Why was there two high schools across the street from each
other? Oh my God.
I don't know if that was a bad idea, but yeah.
That's what happened.
So how did you guys link up and then kind of decide that music was your thing?
It was in college. We were just talking about this story. I always did poetry. And for some reason, I used to keep, like, instrumentals on my computer. And, like, on my own personal times, I would just play the instrumental. And, like, I'll be in the shower just, like, going at it, just freestyling. So one day, when he got... out of jail.
Tell him the water down version.
Okay, so one day.
It's the same PBN.
So one day, we were at Southern Illinois University. Shout out to the Salukis. I played an instrumental on my computer, and we were just in the room, just like going crazy. And like it was coming together, like it was real stuff, and it was so funny. So, one of our friends was there. We were like, record this, and we're going to start it over. So, he recorded it, and we started it over. We made the mistake by putting it on Facebook and YouTube.
We put it on one of our friends' Facebook page.
Just thinking they were just going to say LOL.
That was funny.
The next day we woke up, I had like 12,000 Twitter followers.
Yes.
It was blogs on Media Takeout. It was just like everywhere.
It just went viral overnight.
And so what were you guys talking about in the video that had kind of sent it off?
Like, hence our name, Mr. Freaky Boys. We did mention a lot of freaky things, but it was real stuff that was in the video that we talked about. Okay. It was more than just freaky stuff, but people took from it what they...
What, the freaky stuff. Yeah. And we were freestyling to Gucci Mane's Freaky Girls.
So that's how we got our name.
Like, so our fans were like, oh my God, y'all the Freaky Boys. Like, I seen y'all video, y'all the Freaky Boys. Like, we never came up with that name.
Okay, because I was like, why did they call themselves
They came up with that. So we started Googling and seeing what freaky, like, how we can turn it around to make it our names. And when we Googled freaky meant different and unique, out of the ordinary. So I was like, we can be the Freaky Boys.
Yeah.
We can be the Freaky Boys.
Because we are that.
And people started trying to book us, and they were like, y'all need music. So we started making music, and people were actually liking it and saying, like, y'all are really dope. So that's how we're here now.
And you guys are really creative. I've seen some of your videos. You guys... Well, we're going to play none in a second, but you guys have a video where you recreate Friday.
Yeah.
Where did that, how did that come about for you guys?
You want to explain?
It's called Jump.
Jockin' Them. We had this idea that all of our music videos are going to be based off movies. Like, None is based off Saw. So we were thinking of things that, since we're a duo... Things that, like, have two main characters, like two men main characters and things like that. So we were
thinking, or female.
So we were just thinking, like, what can we do? And Friday came to mind, even though it took a long time for us to actually do it.
But we work with an amazing director,
Marco.
He, like, wrote it out, the whole story. And he, like, yeah, this is gonna be.
And he lived. His mom lived in Compton, so when we were on that porch, people are like, "Are y'all on a real Saturday?" But
y'all had the bike.
That's how it looks in Compton.
Yeah,
like, for real, it looks like Friday. But it worked out perfect, and the costumes was easy to find.
Yeah.
Like, that checkered and that solid navy blue, that was Walmart. Like, it was so easy. Like, L.A. was the perfect place to recreate the movie Friday. Like,
so, as far as L.A., what has L.A. done for you guys creatively?
It's more opportunities. Like, if we need a video director, it's...
Call.
You need wardrobe stylist, anything.
Out here looking for the next opportunity to get bigger, and it's so much... It's easy access to reach them here in L.A.
And now, was most of your support at first the gay community, and then I know reached out? No?
It became that, like, in the past 2 years for us that we got the gay support. But when we first started, the gays were dragging us like they drag everyone else. And our main fan base were females.
Yeah. Straight females.
And they loved us. Now everybody loves us overall. Like, even straight guys hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and like, this song dope and stuff like that. So that feels good.
Well, I appreciate it because I always have this thing, and I don't want to even put it into any type of box, but anytime I've seen anyone from the gay community come out and try to do music...
I get it. You ain't even got to say it.
They was vogue. No.
No, I mean, that's I don't even mind that. Right. Do that. But if you're going to do it, own up, own it. Exactly. Like, I just see some stuff being put mediocre. Out there. You know, mediocre. And it's like, really? Like, the smartest and most creative people I know are all gay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Like, we just have this, like, special little gene in us that just, you know what I mean?
Right, absolutely.
And I'm like, and how did this come out on the TV?
Yeah.
I appreciate that you guys take the time, take the effort to, you know, put money into the wardrobe or put focus into the actual song, the lyrics. Like, it I don't want to come out and say this, but who is that kid, Flyboy Red or whatever the thing is, Pop That Boy Pussy? Like, I wanted to just, like, you know what I mean? Because I just think about, like, my life growing up. Who?
His fans.
That's fine.
I actually enjoy his music, I'll say that.
Okay, well, I've only heard that one song. And the video that I saw off of that, I just had an issue with it because it's just like, what is this? This is what is coming out of our community. It just bothered me. So with this...
You can go ahead and ask your question.
So with this, I appreciate that you guys went an artistic route.
Thank you so much.
And didn't make it about... that, even though, you know what I mean, like you said, the Freaky Boys, I'm not gonna lie, I see, from what I've seen out of the gay community, when I see an artist and I heard the Freaky Boys, I was like, what are they gonna rap about?
Exactly.
And you took Freaky and you turned it into something else. Well, I mean, what it actually stands for versus
what you think,
trashing it around.
Yeah. Right.
So I appreciate that. Nope. So the song Nun, the concept is Saw. Why Saw?
Saw because this was actually a song that was so different for us. And when we first heard the beat, I was like, oh, this is a dark song.
It's like dark. So
we were trying to find a ratchet song to make because we haven't made a ratchet song in a long time. So we was like, let's make a ratchet
Veronica
song.
Veronica Vega beat us to it.
You didn't have to get a pink kitty.
Yeah, she did. And we were sitting up thinking about movies that would possibly fit the criteria of the song. And if you know the song, you'd be like, dun dun dun, the Saw song, dun dun dun, dun 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 dun. And then it kind of mixed with our song with dun 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 dun. And then we was like, let's do Saw.
And you guys give it in the video. We're going to take a look. The song is called Nun.
I hate seeing our videos. Really want none.
Nigga alive, who can slay me? I see the fear in your eyes, got you looking at your thighs, got you looking like Nas, and I'm the Jay-Z. Niggas won't peep, y'all niggas really won't peep. To my own horn, beep, beep. You gon' need the Wizard of Oz to beat me. Fuck that, you need the power of God to beat me. You gon' need Moses, you gon' need four-leaf clovers. You gon' need Witness Jehovah, you gon' need soldiers. Body in the back of the Rover, family on TV won't closure, it's over. See, I never ever argue with a press bitch. I just think you niggas linked to the press kid. I can meet you outside, I'm wanted dead or alive because this motherfucker reckless.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boys,
none.
Pow.
How do you guys come up with concepts for songs?
We actually write a lot of our songs while we're not in each other's presence, and then we'll end up coming together, and then it'll be sounding the same.
Really?
Yes.
It'd be so quick, like, or we'll come up with an idea.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, we just think about stuff all day, like, through life. So, like, I'll just come in here and just think of something, and I'll just write it in my phone. So then when we come to the kitchen table, and we're like, let's make a song about this, we always can go to our phone, like, oh, I wrote a hook, I wrote a bar for it, and, like, you can, like, it's so quick and easy. Like, we can write it songs really in, like, easy. 10 minutes.
Our chemistry is, like, crazy.
And now we're going to get an album from you guys?
We're actually working on our EP that's going to come out in August.
Nice. And I also remember talking to you, and you were talking about a new music video that you were, or a single that you were getting ready to kind of work on.
Yeah. What is his name? Why would I forget his name Yepa. Right now? Oh, Yepa. We're working with the producer, Yepa. He wrote Born This Way by Lady Gaga. Boom. Baby, I was born this way. So we actually recorded it, and for some reason, they're putting like their magic touch on it.
Yes.
They've been putting their magic touch on
Cinderella,
it. Cinderella. Has been five months.
Cinderella, fairy godmother magic touch on it. Yeah.
Like, but he's like that, so I get it. Like, I can't rush him, mm-hmm. but it's really been, it's been 5 months.
Yes.
And we're waiting for him to be done.
We're all ready for that.
But it's going to be another song that's fairly different for us.
Yeah. And
what's the song going to bring?
The song's going to bring you very different.
It's a song for everyone. It's like it's fun. It's, mm-hmm. you can dance to it and stuff yeah. like that. We try to make music for everyone. We can't please everybody. Every song we got is we're leaving out some people.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are complaining about this, so we make a song about that. Then these people are complaining about
why
this.
Y'all not talking
so
about?
We try to make songs like anytime we argue with people, like y'all don't have no songs about this. We give them like one. Well, we actually do have one song about that. Yes. Like each one, like mm-hmm. we can give you one song per. Whatever
genre, whatever
you want. So,
well, videography wise, what you guys have been putting out, keep on doing it because I think it separates you from a lot of people and it puts you on a different platform, like for real.
Thank you.
So, speaking of platforms, The Boys Next Door LA. So, you guys are in this web series.
Yeah.
Yes.
How did you guys, what is this show and how did you guys come to be a vote on it?
The producer and director of the show, his name is Henderson. He reached out to us and was like, I want you guys to be a part of my show. It's called The Boys Next Door LA. It's a spinoff from The Boys Next Door Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a show about brotherhood and establishing bonds between gay males who's like in the entertainment industry. And it's a nice show. I enjoy filming the show. The guys on the show are very funny, and all of them are good. Shout out to them.
To Brandon Arrows.
Yes, Brandon BB. Arrows.
And
BB.
Pookie, CC.
CC.
Why are we forgetting?
No. It's just Brandon Arrows.
And BB.
And BB. And Pierre and I.
Okay.
It's a 5-man cast. It's fun. You guys should tune into it on Signal 23 TV on YouTube.
All right, so I watched the first episode.
Yeah.
I love you guys' backstory.
Okay.
You guys have a really nice backstory. Okay. It makes me excited for your music.
Okay.
And then, so on the show, I mean, we saw that we didn't really, it was more of like kind of a build up for who you guys all are, right?
Okay.
And then we see, you know, there's going to be, were you friends with all of these people before or?
Well, what do you. Not friends,
well, you know,
but we knew
let's
them.
Just take a quick little look, because okay. it seems like you got to know somebody pretty well.
Like, he keeps me on my toes. He keeps me real snap with my comebacks and everything like that.
I met BB through Terrence. He was a friend of Terrence, or he is a friend of Terrence. I don't know.
Do y'all know each other? Y'all know each other. We know each other.
I met Bebe on a social app. Many of you might know what that social app is.
Terrence Terrell. My little chocolate dumpling. He's very like, he's very earthy. And it's like very airheaded sometimes, but overall he's like a big kid.
I also know you through Brandon. Brandon Anthony, the club promoter.
Mm-hmm.
You know his best friend, right?
Apparently so, yeah.
You used to mess with him too, right?
Pierre, that motherfucker is crazy.
Oh.
I feel like he might be one of those people who people...
Well, all right. You guys have to tune in to the rest of the show to see what happened there. So it looked like there was a situation that was going down there. So were you guys friends with all these people before, for the majority of them?
We knew a lot of them.
Me and Brandon were cool with Brandon. We done work with Brandon. He was
Brandon
in our
was in video jocking him. He was
so
Mr.
We're
Parker.
With him.
Mr. Parker.
I knew... BB, as you can see from the show.
Is it BB or Bebe?
It's actually BB, but...
I first met him, he told me his name was Bebe. So that's why I continue to call him Bebe. And only he was probably doing it because he wanted me to be Bebe. So that's why that occurred. But I call him BB now.
Yeah.
Oh, so the Bebe part didn't work out.
No.
So now you guys, you have to watch the episode.
Yeah, you have to watch the show.
Cause I wasn't expecting the ending to go like that.
Me neither. Like, and let me tell you,
I was like,
no,
it's just like a the dragon.
No. Let me tell you.
It, so do you know?
No, let me tell you. It's all about editing. Yeah. I used to, when reality people used to say like it's editing, I used to be like, girl, shut up. Right. No.
It's really about the editing.
No, it's the editing.
That's who get paid the most, too.
Yeah. It's the editing, because they took out a lot of stuff BB said, and they made a lot of stuff that I was saying seem like I was just saying it. Mm-hmm. But my stuff was responses. Mm-hmm. Like, what I was saying was responses to what he was saying. And
it was a really shady argument.
So you're the villain.
I'm the villain of the show. And it sucks, because I'm Prince Charming, and I'm... like, I'm so nice, but all the comments are like...
I felt like you were sticking up for your friend. You was a little, you know...
Yeah, and can I say that? Let me let people know. BB came to that table and introduced himself to a table full of people that he already knew.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And that's why you see that going on like that. But like, nigga, you won't see that in the show.
I know you.
Like, I know. He like was like, I am BB. I just at your birthday party.
Well, y'all are talking about some things that have never been spoken about before. So, what else can we expect from this? Now, have you guys finished shooting? Or
we're shooting still shooting. August.
But we're shooting to August. We're still shooting right now, but we shot all the way up to like episode 5, I think, right now.
And you're gonna expect. Okay, you're gonna see the drama, mm-hmm. of course, but overall, you're gonna see
glasses flying somewhere.
You're gonna see a lot of the guys express their talents in the show and what they do for a living and things like that. Like,
and we're actually cool, and we do have fun.
We do establish a bond, and we go out together and have fun at parties and go out to dinners and stuff like that. But and we're going on trips and things
to Mexico.
Nature. Yeah,
and you guys will come together.
Yeah. You know how it starts off rocky, and then towards the end, it's like, oh, I like them.
So now where can everyone tune in?
You can tune in on Signal 23 TV on YouTube. You can subscribe or like our Facebook page, The Boys Next Door LA. You can follow us on Instagram, The Boys Next Door LA. Follow me and Pierre on Twitter.
At The Freaky Boys.
Your Twitter is?
Prince Charming P on everything. Yeah. Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, whatever.
And I'm TT Got It on everything except Instagram is TT_got_it.
Because TT got it was taken, so.
Yeah, I'll be reporting that page every day. It's not a day that go past that I don't report that page.
And you guys are performing this weekend, LA Pride.
We're performing.
At the hip hop tent on Sunday. Come check it out, because we've been rehearsing and I'm tired and we got rehearsal today.
Mm-hmm. And you guys bringing any of that theatricalness onto the stage?
Oh, yes, always.
Y'all should have saw our last year main stage performance. Yes. What? I thought I was Beyonce.
We did The Purge. I was thinking to myself.
It was so crazy. People was like, I've never seen a rap performance like this. Yeah. Like, we took it.
It's real different.
So The Purge.
We did The Purge.
Our theme was The Purge. This year, is it?
This year's theme, we're trying to go for the hip-hop feel, because we're performing on the hip-hop stage. Oh, yeah. But it's still going to be kind of theatrical. We're telling the story.
Okay.
So
it's a once.
It's a freaky boy story.
So Sunday, what time?
6 p.m. at West Hollywood Park.
Boom. All right, Bam. Y'all. Make Pow. Sure you guys also check out the video for None.
None is available now on YouTube. It's available on all streaming music sites.
Get it on iTunes,
Google Tidal. Play. It's on Tidal. Yes, it is. Soon to be on Apple Music.
Did you guys sign up for your Connect profile on Apple Music?
Oh, no.
I need to do that before they close it.
Yeah, so I can get my coin.
I'm going to send you my link.
Boom. So there you guys go. Sean?
Sean Allen Live everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, Spotify. Snapchat.
All right, and Sean can get his life. You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Also, make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also on Instagram, The Beat TV. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Holla.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Oh my
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.